Hello, fellow Earthlings. It's me, Bailey. Welcome to my podcast, The Conscious Buzz, where we chat about all things conscious living, holistic self-care, and the ways in which you can step into your highest evolvement in order to show up fully for yourself, other beings, and the Earth. Our planet is in an all-hands-on-deck kind of situation right now, and the world needs each and every one of us to own our truth, step into our power, and take action on behalf of our and the planet's highest good. I am here to remind you that collective healing happens on an individual level. Without further ado, let's dive in. Hey guys, welcome back. It's me, Bailey. I'm so excited to have you here. And before we actually dive into today's episode, I just wanted to come in with today's sponsor, which is my program, The Blissful Body Blueprint. So BBB is my signature 90-day holistic healing transformation program that's dedicated to supporting you in the creation of true health, through the integration of mind, body, and soul. So the purpose of this program is to empower you with knowledge and equip you with tools that you need to cultivate deep, lasting, and sustainable transformation in your life and in your well-being. It's a really beautiful marriage of holistic health mentorship and spiritual life coaching. So the program itself is infused with deep spiritual truths. The program is infused with deep spiritual truths, practical tools that actually work, and then sustainable knowledge about your body and support on a level that you've never seen before. So the program, yes, is about physical health, but it's about so much more. My main intention with the creation of this program is to provide you with an upgraded framework of expanded consciousness. So essentially, a completely and totally new lens that which you perceive and interact with the world through. This program is amazing. It's 90 days, 8 modules dripped out over a 12-week period. Homework in between the modules, accountability, support off the charts, and I just now am wrapping up my very first round of the program, and the growth and transformation that I've witnessed in my clients is incredible. And I actually am so excited to announce that I have clients who want to talk to you about their experience. If you have any questions about wanting to join the program and wanting to enter into the BBB vortex, and you want to hear from someone who is in your shoes and has gone through the program and is now on the other side, if you have questions for them, let me know and I will set you guys up and put you into contact so that you can ask them all of your questions and actually hear from someone who's been through the program. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email at bailey@baileybenton.com. You can message me on Instagram at baileyabenton. And if you want to read a little bit more about my vision and mission, you can head to my website, which is baileybenton.com. All pretty easy to find. And I'm so excited to have you here on this podcast. And I hope that maybe one day we will be working together and I can support you in the creation of your most authentic and aligned life. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Conscious Buzz podcast. It's your host, Bailey, and I'm so excited to have you here. If you are new and have never listened to the pod before, welcome. So excited to have you here. I hope you're having a beautiful day. And if you've been here before, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me again. So today's episode, I'm feeling called to talk a little bit about burnout, productivity, and creativity. I actually posted on my Instagram about this a little while ago, but unfortunately, obviously they do this for a reason. There's a limited number of characters that I can fit into an Instagram caption, which makes it hard to go really in depth on certain topics and talk to the extent that I would like to about certain things, which is why I have my email list so that I'm able to do a little bit more long form trainings and offer a little bit more in depth guidance and wisdom, I guess. And also the podcast. So here we are. I'm just going to go a little bit deeper into something that I talked about last week, and I hope that it's something that you find really, really helpful. I know for me, it's something I am currently working on. I don't want to talk about stuff that I have not experienced or am not actively experiencing, right? And I think that because, what's the word? I never want there to be any kind of confusion and for people to think that, like, I think I have it all together. I am, oh Lord, I'm a mess sometimes, honestly. I shit you not. I'm pretty sure that I've cried every single day of 2021. Like, maybe missing a couple of days. Not necessarily sad tears all the time, just tears, because I personally am an empath. I feel things at such a deep level. And while it's so beautiful and it allows me to experience this human life to the capacity that I do, it's kind of exhausting sometimes. I won't lie. Like, I feel everything, you guys. And if I'm not laughing hysterically, I'm contemplating life. And then if I contemplate life too hard, I'm going to start crying, either because I'm so grateful or so astounded that I exist, or I'm just like saddened by the pain in the world, or I'm laughing, I cry so hard, I'm just so happy. Like, it's just, I feel like laughter and tears are the two, like, fullest expression of each end of the emotional spectrum. And I dance with those two things often. So I'm grateful for that, because it's a reminder that I'm allowing myself to experience this life to the fullest and really, like, get the most out of this experience. But like I said, it can be really, really tiring. And yeah, I just wanted to reiterate that, yes, I am a life coach, and yes, I run a program to guide people to feeling better, living better, and prioritizing their well-being and their health and their all the things. But that does not mean that I am, like, this perfectly actualized human that has everything figured out. No, I think personally, what makes me a good coach, it honestly is the fact that I'm constantly facing the parts of myself that aren't really serving me anymore. And I'm doing what I can to dismantle them and to dissolve them, even if that means going through multiple, like, rough periods throughout a month, like having a difficult time existing. If it means that I'm, like, breaking down the aspects of self that just are not in alignment with my highest self and the person that I know that I can be and the life that I know that I want to live. And I love to talk about that. I love to remind people that living, the purpose of life is not to be perfect, and it's not to have everything figured out, and it's not to never feel sad or never feel unsure or to never feel a little scared. It's about meeting yourself so fully in the moments when you do that you know that you're capable of moving through it. So when you are hit with those really difficult and heavy moments, you don't feel swallowed by them. You feel like you're sitting next to them, and you're allowing yourself to fully experience these things, because deep within you're like, okay, I know that I can handle this and I know that it's going to pass. So that is, I hope that makes sense. And I just encourage you to not run from the things that hurt, but instead meet them, face them, and embrace them, because that's the only way that we can grow, right? We grow by going through something. We have to grow through something in order for it to be effective or constructive or beneficial to our lives in any way. If we spend our whole lives running from the things that we don't want to feel, then we're never going to be met with the lesson that that particular feeling had for us. Every single feeling, every single emotion has a message. Like, it has something for you. Everything in this life is a gift in some way, even if that feels really, like, even if that doesn't feel right to think about. If you can approach life with that mentality of, like, okay, everything is a gift. What is this moment gifting me? What is this opportunity? What is this obstacle? What is this person who I really don't like or vibe with? What gift are they giving me right now? What is this emotion giving me? And that mentality, that approach to life, is incredibly empowering versus walking through life thinking, oh, like, I'm so sick of this person and I'm so sick of this. And why is this happening to me? Why am I always the one that like has to feel this way and feel that way? Like, what's wrong with me? Blah, blah, blah. That shit won't get you anywhere that you want to go. Take it from someone who spent a lot of time there. And of course, as a human being who is growing and evolving and just existing, I still find myself in those places more often than I would like to admit. But with every single moment of recognition and ownership around those spaces, I grow, right? And the chance that I sink into that place to that depth again decreases. So as always, my number one piece of advice for absolutely anyone and everyone across the board is to be conscious, is to just notice a little bit more and be 1% more aware today of yourself. And if you can do that, it'll make such a big impact. So anyway, that was a little bit of a long-winded intro, but I hope that there was something in there for you. As always, take what resonates and leave what doesn't. But anyway, so I wanted to talk about this thing that everybody wants more of, but I have started to perceive in a different light and wanted to share that with you. So this thing is productivity. And for a long time, I mean, I think that everybody, like, let me know if you can't relate with this, but I think so many of us base the merit or like the value of our time off of our productivity levels. Like, were we productive? Were we productive? Were we productive? If we weren't productive, then time was wasted. If we were productive, then time was used well. And I think in its simplicity, this concept is super fair and valid, like 100%. Obviously, depending on how you're approaching and perceiving the word productive, it's going to depend on what you mean by that. Like, of course, use your time in the most valuable and effective way because you have a limited amount of it and you're never going to get it back. However, I think that in the paradigm that we currently exist within, the emphasis, the overemphasis on productivity for the sense of being lucrative and producing things for work or for money or for gain or for achievement or acquisition, I think that is when things get a little bit wonky because we get stuck in that loop. We get stuck in that cycle where we think, okay, my purpose is to be productive. My purpose is to produce, is to make money, is to be lucrative, is to contribute to the economy, is to work my ass off at this job I don't really like. Just as long as I'm productive, that's what I'm supposed to do. And that line of thinking, I personally believe, can be really, really, really detrimental and not really in alignment with our highest purpose or our highest potential. Simply because I just don't believe that our greatest purpose on this planet is to produce. Because production comes from a sense of not enough. Like, okay, there's not enough, so therefore we need to produce in order to be enough. And this, like, overemphasis and attachment with being a productive person, at least in my case, a big part of that for me came from this like deep underlying feeling that I had to like justify my existence by proving what I could do, right? Like it's like we're walking around and we're like, okay, look at this money that I made, look at this job that I have, look at this thing that I did, like, am I worthy now? Like, can I exist? Like, is it okay that I'm here? Is everybody cool with the fact that I'm here? Because like, look, I made money and I have this job and like I'm producing this thing and I'm very productive. And I was like, I was a good girl today because I knocked all the things off my to-do list. Like I deserve to be here, right? And this, at least for me, was a big a big thing that I have recently come to terms with and have noticed, like, okay, I'm a lot of my drive to produce comes from this need that I have or this feeling that I need to fill some deficit, that my interaction and understanding of the world that I live in has created, if that makes sense. So now, so last week I had this whole, not last week, 2 weeks ago maybe, I had a whole breakdown. But as always, what follows a breakdown? Undoubtedly, every single time, a breakthrough. So I had this breakdown because I was worried that I wasn't being productive enough, I wasn't doing enough, I wasn't making enough, I wasn't, blah, like that story, which I know for a fact every single person on this planet can relate to, right? Like just that feeling, that sticky, sticky feeling of just not being enough. At the end of the day, like that's what it comes down to. We sit there and we're like, oh, fuck, I'm just not enough. And I don't even know where to start to make myself feel like I'm enough. And it feels awful. It really, really feels shitty. So I was in that headspace one day last week, and it was terrible. And it was based solely on this idea, this toxic idea of productivity being the sole reason that I'm alive. Like, what? So the next day, I woke up and I journaled and I meditated and I did what I knew I needed to do to get myself back into balance, right? Because when we get stuck in those spirals, it's because we've been thrown off balance and we're just having difficulty bringing ourselves back. So if you know, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, and I need to do this in order to bring myself back into balance, those are your top priorities. So I did that. And then I was reminded that my purpose here is not to just produce, right? It's not to, you know, the whole spiel. That's not why I'm here. I'm here to, in my personal experience and opinion and intuitive feelings, I believe that I'm here to learn how to love better every single day. And I'm presented with opportunities constantly to learn how to do that. And in this case, it was my opportunity to learn how to love myself better in the periods of time when I feel like I'm not doing enough. So what I did was I intentionally was wildly unproductive for a day. Like I dedicated a day to be so, so, so unproductive and to do things that were frivolous and indulgent and just fun, that were not productive really and productive by the traditional sense in any way. So I went and tried on clothes. I wasn't shopping. I was just trying on clothes for fun. Like I was playing dress up because I decided that the eight-year-old version of me, had she had a full day to just do whatever the hell she wanted with no rules, no expectations, no adults telling her what to do, that she would have wanted to go to her favorite store, try on a bunch of clothes, walk around, and then probably go get some chocolate and watch a movie in the middle of the day in her pajamas and just relax. So I did that, and it was amazing. And as I'm reminded often, my idea of what something is was wrong, and I was shown a more profound thing. So like, for example, my idea of productivity was the opposite of that day, right? Like I didn't technically do anything really big. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, this day was unproductive. However, at the end of that day, I felt grounded. I felt peaceful. I felt connected with myself. I felt fulfilled. I had had a fun day. I'd smiled a lot. I'd laughed a lot. I felt loving and caring and kind towards myself. And I realized that's it. That's what actually matters. So in my own sense, I had had the most productive day because I consciously chose to do the thing that the world tells us not to do. I'd consciously decided I was going to do the thing that I wanted to do, that I needed to do for myself, And as a result, I had like arguably the most productive day ever. I felt clear. I felt calm. I felt relaxed. I was at ease, right? And that's it. That is the point of this whole thing, is to learn how to be at peace and at ease with yourself, because we come into this world alone and we will leave this world alone, and we'll have these beautiful connections and these interactions and these experiences and these experiments along the way. But at the end of the day, it's you. So what do you need to really do in order to feel okay with that? And that's what matters. So, of course, I always think it's really funny whenever I face something in life or come up against something or moving through some kind of whatever. Right after I move through it and I figure it out and I'm like, okay, got it, done. One of my clients approaches me with the exact same thing. Like the exact same thing. And I just think it's so funny because the universe is giving me the exact lesson that I need to learn so that I can play my part in guiding another human through it in the most effective way possible, ideally. So literally one day after this happened, I had a phone call with one of my clients who is an artist, and she's currently in art school, and she is finishing up. So I think she has 1 year left. And she was talking to me about how we were talking about a lot of stuff, but essentially what matters here is that at one point in our conversation, she said the words, "I do not know when the last time that I created for fun was." Because she's in school, her homework and her projects and her assignments are art. And because these were the things that she had to do in order to be productive, the beauty and the joy and the fun had been sucked out of it for her. And she was literally just producing to produce. The creation had been removed. So we talked about this, and I reminded her that there's this big difference, right, between producing and creating. And I want to make this incredibly clear, because I'm not sitting here telling you to not contribute to the world. In a way, I'm not telling you to reject productivity because I don't want you to give back or contribute to the world. I'm telling you to put this emphasis on productivity on the bench, like put it on the sidelines for a second, let it chill out, and move a little bit more towards creativity. How can I emphasize and embody creativity in my life? Because creation, the energetics of creations, comes from a place of wholeness and wanting to contribute for the benevolence of humanity. From the understanding that at your core, your truest and most beautifully whole expression is pure creation. In every single moment, we're creating. Whether we are creating more joy, more positivity, more love, more peace, more understanding, more connection, or whether we're creating more negativity, more anger, more separation, more frustration, more loneliness, we get that choice. But our truest and fullest expression is creators. That's what we are. And so the fact that, and regardless of, this is regardless of whether or not you are an artist, art is a form of creation, right? But the essence of creation itself can be carried out in a multitude of different forms. My client, her particular form in this instance, her most predominant form, is art. Right now, the second, my most predominant form is podcasting. Tomorrow, it might be something completely different. Your most predominant form today might be problem solving at work. It might be starting up a conversation at the dinner table tonight to create more connection. Okay, so please let go of this idea that creativity is attached only to art or music or poetry or blah, blah, blah. Yes, those things are creative and they're beautiful, but you, even if you are an engineer or a math teacher or a scientist, you are creative. You're so creative. And I want you to meditate on what would change about your life if you let go of this need to be so productive and you shifted into this space of the joy of wanting to be creative. Can you imagine if everybody stopped worrying about needing to be productive or shoulding themselves into productivity and shifting over into the joy and the want and the desire to be creative? Creating because I want to. Creating solutions at this job that I love because I want to. Creating opportunities because I want to. Creating connection, creating love, creating whatever it is. So at the end of your day, don't look back and judge it based on, okay, was I productive today? Did I do these things? Did I do everything on my to-do list? Focus on, was I creative today? Did I create something? Did I create something and make the world, even if it's by 0.6%, did I create a more beautiful world? Because you have the opportunity to do that every single day. Okay, so that is all that I have for you today. If you liked this episode and it resonated with you, please share it with your friends, send it to them, post it on your Instagram story, tag me. I would really appreciate it. And if you really loved it, I would also super appreciate you leaving a 5-star review. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening and being here with me. And I'm hoping that this year I can be a little bit more consistent with the podcasts. So yeah, I'm just going to say that, but my main focus is creativity. And today I felt the need to create in this form. So I did. So yes, I leave you with this: creativity over productivity, and ask yourself, what would it look like? What would change about my day if creativity was my priority instead of productivity? All right. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a really beautiful day. If you have any questions about anything at all, you can find me on Instagram at Bailey A. Benton. And if you are interested in reading more about the current programs that I am offering, you want to go a little bit deeper into any work or think about working together, then my website, the best place to find all of that is baileybenton.com. So it's all pretty easy to find. Yeah, hope to hear from you soon. I hope you have a beautiful day. Thank you, guys.